Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Nun Ches. We are up to Sif Yud, the top line on page Reish Yud Gimel, the page following 424. Sif Yud is really a hemshech of what we saw in Sif Tes. The first Mishnah Berurah will speak that out, but we'll start with the Mechaber. When I read the Mechaber, I'm going to explain it in the way that the Mishnah Berurah will explain it, because the Mishnah Berurah really explains the Mechaber in a way that you would not understand it yourself. The Mechaber says, Mi sheyesh lo gino b'chatzero. So similar to what we discussed last night, you have a chatzer, and part of the chatzer you planted as a gina. So imhu rov ha-chatzer, if it is, the gina is the majority of the chatzer, afilu ein ba elo beis asayim, even if the entire chatzer is only a beis asayim, lo yitaltel mimenu umen al-chatzer labayis. So since the whole chatzer is only a beis asayim, so you're not limited in terms of your carrying in the area, but since the rove of the chatzer is the gina, you can carry from the gina or the chatzer into the house, and we'll explain that in the Mishnah Berurah. V'imhu yoser mis asayim. However, if the entire chatzer is more than a beis asayim, and again the rove of the chatzer is the gina, so that's a bigger problem. There the din is lo yitaltel ba'u b'chatzer elo ba'arba'amos. Then the area is more than a beis asayim altogether. The majority is a gina. Therefore, you can't carry in the entire area more than 4 amos. The imhi miyot ha'chatzer. However, if the gina is only a minority of the chatzer, so mashiyesh ba yoser meis asayim, as the Mishnah Berurah explains this line, it means to say, if the area of the gina is more than a sasayim, so oser kol chatzer, then it's going to aser not only the gina, but the entire chatzer from carrying at all. V'im yesh ba sasayim opachos, but if it's only a sasayim in the gina or less, oser lohotzei mimenu labayis, you will not be allowed to carry from the gina to the bayis. What we're switching off over here is the first part of the Mechaber is discussing the area of the Beis Asayim going in the entire Chatzar, and then he switches over to talk about the Yoser Mi Beis Asayim, or as Asayim is going only on the Gina. That's what gets confusing over here in the Mechaber. I explained it, I'll be the Mishnah Berurah. We'll begin the Mishnah Berurah now, and we'll go back and forth explaining together the Mechaber and the Mishnah Berurah. So the first Mishnah Berurah is of Katan Ayin Gimel, where he really introduces the Sif and connects it to the Sif Tes. Af shekvar nisbayer kol ze b'sifah kodem in karfeif. In Sifkaten Yud Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says, even though this entire topic was discussed in the last sif, lagabi akarfeif, mikol makom chazer hamechaber v'shona dinzel in yachatzer. Here the Mechaber is really repeating the same din as we discussed yesterday by a karfeif. It's discussing it today by a chatzer. La'ashme'ina, to teach us, dekishem shezroim mevatlim mechitzo shal karfeif shehukvu ledira. Just like in Sif Tes, we saw that planting an area will nullify the walls of the karfeif that were originally hukvu ledira. Kimoke mevatlim mechitzo shal chatzer. That same planting can mevatel even the walls of a chatzer. V'lo amrinon de chatzer chashiv etvei. And we don't say a chatzer is more chashiv than a karfeif. V'lo misbatel b'shvil zroim. So chiddush number one is that even though a chatzer you might think is more chashiv than a karfeif, but no, the same way the planting of the gina in a certain way will mevatel the walls of the karfeif, like we saw in Sif Tes, Sif Yud is saying the same din is true if instead of a karfeif you have the planting in an area of a chatzer, it will also mevatel the walls of the chatzer. The od hosif levar b'sivze, it also adds on in this sif one other new nekuda, le'inyan tiltum min ha'chatzer labayis. This we didn't discuss yesterday, but carrying from this chatzer, where it's planted, into the house. Ukamosh and Avar, like we will explain. So now let's see the Mechaber again. The Mechaber said, Mi sheyesh lo gina b'chatzeru. A person has a gina in his chatzer, so imhu rov ha-chatzer. If the majority of the chatzer is planted as a gina, afilu ein ba'ela beis asayim. Even if the entire chatzer, Zakta Mishabu Ayin Dalad, Afilu Ein Ba Ratzalomer B'chala Chatzer, even if the whole chatzer is only a beis asayim, Sifkaten Ayin Hei, V'hu Adin Pachos, so the whole area is a beis asayim or less, Lo Yitalta Mimenu Umra Chatzer L'Bayis. So since it's only a base asayim or less, the whole area, you obviously can carry freely in the area, because it's only an issue of hukaf adira, not hukaf adira, if it's more than a base asayim. So there's no conversation of limiting the carrying in the chatzar. That's going to be fine. But you're not allowed to carry from the gina or the chatzar to the bayis. Says the Mishabura Ayin Vav. Lo yitaltel, the bechatzer be'atzmo, like we just explained, in the chatzer itself, bevadai moti lo taltel bekulo. For sure you can carry in the whole area. Afilu b'mekom azroim, even where the seeds are planted. The afshe zroim mevata mechitza shel dira. Even though in general, planting seeds is mevata the walls of a dira, but zesh she'ein be'elo sasayim, in this case where it's only a sasayim or less, harei lo b'in hek of a dira. We don't need it to mukal a dira at all. We only need an area more than a beis asayim to be called hadira. Here it's a beis asayim or less, so we don't care to go hadira. So you can't ruin the hekaf hadira by planting it there because we don't need a hekaf hadira. So in terms of carrying, that is mutter everywhere. However, you are limited from carrying sekatan ayin zayin mimena from the garden umin achatzer and from the whole chatzer to the bayis. Tekevon denisbatel hekaf shadira, since you have nullified the surrounding walls that were done for dira, harei kolah chatzer kekarfef dama. This whole chatzer becomes a regular karfef. Sha'asur letaltel mimenu labayis. You can't carry, this is a new halacha, from a karfef to a house. V'chein min habayis l'socha, and so too from the house to the karfef, which is the whole area. V'afilu bekarfef pachos min beis asayim. Even if the karfef is less than a beis asayim, v'afilu hein shel odam echad. Even if the karfif and the bayis belong to the same person, so there's no issue of an erev chatzeros, you still can't carry from a karfif to a bayis or a bayis to a karfif. Then the mechaber said, "V'imhu yoser misasayim, if the entire chatzer is greater than a beis asayim, and again, the majority of the chatzer is now a gina." So now you got two problems. It's more than a beis asayim. It needs to be hukaf adira. And majority of the chatzar was planted, so that ruined the hukaf adira. So now not only can you not carry from the chatzar and the gina to the house, you also can't carry in the chatzar. The machaber says, lo yitalto bo b'chatzar ela ba'arba amos. You're now limited to only carry arba amos. So says the Mishabura in Sefkot and Ayin Ches, V'imhu yoser, wrote Salomar, again, kol ha-chatzer. It means to say the whole chatzer is more than a beis asayim. You can only carry by Amos ayin tes. Kedin karmelis, against the din of a karmelis. Kevon debein kula yeshosem a beis asayim. Since the entire area of the chatzer is more than a beis asayim, v'rov hazroyim bitel shem dira mechatzer. And the majority of the area that was planted with seeds is mevatel shem dira from the entire chatzer v'kanal b'siftes, like we saw yesterday in siftes. That's part one. Now the mechaber continues in the second to last line. V'imhi miyot ha-chatzer. If the area of the gina that you planted in the chatzer is only a minority of the chatzer, so then mashiyesh bo yoser meisasayim. If the gina itself is yoser meisasayim, says the mishabura pei, rotzalomer im yesh b'mokom hazarua. If there is in the part that is planted in the gina more than a sasayim, right? So it's the miyot of the chatzer, mashiyesh ba yoser meis asayim, meaning, if there isn't a place where you planted more than a beis asayim, so oser kol ha-chatzer, even though it's only a minority, like we saw last night, since the area of the gina is a beis asayim, it ruined the hekel fadira for that section, and the mail of the other chatzer section is open to an area that's aser, so everything becomes aser. Explains the Mishabura in Sefkotan Pei Aleph. So oser kol ha-chatzer, after chatzer rov l'gabe gina, even though the chatzer is the majority of the gina, v'lonis batel mimenu shem dira al yidei azroim, so you're not mevatel from the chatzer the shem dira because of the minority area of the seeds. Aval al koponim niftal hekef dira l'gabe zroim atzman, but the shem dira is destroyed from the area around the zroim. V'aser l'taltel shom, you can't carry there. Kevan shem yosim beis asayim, since the area planted is more than a beis asayim, it's not hukal v'dira anymore because you planted there, so you're limited in your carrying over there. Umishum ze osur gam b'shar chatzer. Because of that, you can't carry in the whole chatzer. The nifratzu l'makom azroim shu makom osur. Because the rest of the chatzer, which is not planted, is open to the area that's planted, which is more than beis asayim. So any area open to an area that's osur becomes osur. The whole area is osur to carry. But the mechaber says in the last line, if it's the minority that's planted, v'im yesh bas sasayim upachos, but the gina section is only a sasayim or less, so then you're not limited in your carrying, only usher l'hotzi menu l'bayis, only usher to carry from the gina to the bayis. Says the Mishnah Berurah Peibeis. So it's usher l'hotzi tivim kom hazroim gufa mutar l'taltel. The place of the zroim themselves, which are less than a beis asayim, and it's a minority of the whole chutz, you're allowed to carry. Ukemosha kasav is if test, like we saw yesterday. Elo da alko panim also hotzi min bayis, but that area you can't carry from the gina to the bayis. Kedin karfif, like any rule of a karfif. She'ain mukav adir, which is not surrounded for dwelling. She'ain metatlam mimenu labayis, that you can't carry from a karfif to a bayis. So even though the size of the karfif is limited, so it does not prevent you from carrying freely there, you still can't carry from the karfif to the bayis. Sifkotan pe gimel. The last point of the Mechaber was that you can't carry mimena, which sounds like it's saying from the gina to the bayis. So it sounds like the chutzer would be okay to carry from the chutzer to the bayis. So says the Mishnah Berurah, mashma mizeh di alkopana mechelek ha-chutzer shor l'tal to the bayis. So it's mashma from the Mechaber, only from the gina you can't carry to the house, but the part of the chutzer which is not planted, which is a chutzer, you are allowed to carry to the house. Av kashiyeh shir beis asayim, even though the place of the chutzer will have a shir beis asayim, kedin kol chutzer shemotziya mimenu labayis. Like any other case of a chutzer, you're allowed to carry from a chutzer to a bayis. V'yesh osrin bazel hotzi af mechutzer labayis. Some say that since you can't carry from the gina, you also can't carry from the chutzer to the bayis, even though the gina is a minority, and the gina is less than a base of sayim, still, the chutzer is open to the gina, you can't carry it from the chutzer to the house either. The afagadu b'chutzer v'gina mutal taltel, even though again you can carry freely in the chutzer and the gina, mikomakom le'inyan klei habayis. Still, when it comes to the vessels of the house, nikri gina mokom ha'aser. The gina is called a makama aser. Shari aser lahotzi menu l'bayis. So you can't carry from the gina to the bayis. Memela nasar gama chotzer l'inyan zeh. Therefore, automatically, this sheet the holds will aser the chotzer as well. Mishum shu parutzu pasurach l'gina. Just like we said before, any area open to an area that's aser is aser. So even though the area of the gina is less than a base of sayim, the gina is a minority, but you can't carry l'maisa from the gina to the bayis. It's a carpet to the bayis. So the chutzer is open to the gina, you can't carry from the chutzer either to the bayis, according to the second opinion, that's a machlokas. V'heichi shazroim pachos in beis asayim, but in a case where the seeds are less than a beis asayim, not equal to a beis asayim, because we're discussing both those cases, if it's less than a beis asayim, b'vadai ein l'hachmir l'tatum l'chutzer l'bayis, for sure, one does not have to be machmir from carrying from the chutzer to the bayis. It's enough to be machmir when the gina is a base asayim, but if it's already less than a base asayim, you can rely on the lenient opinion to only ask for the gina and not to ask for the chutzer. V'yesh mekilim b'kegon zeh, some are mekil totally the other way. L'taltel af min chelek hagina gufa labayis. That since you can carry from the chutzer to the bayis, you can carry from the gina to the bayis. Instead of asking the chutzer because of the gina, some are matir the gina because of the chutzer. So that's the yesh mekilim b'kegon zeh l'taltel af min chelek hagina gufa labayis v'hu adim min habayis l'gina. That because the chutzer is mutter to the bayis, you can carry from the gina to the bayis and the bayis to the gina. V'yesh lismoch al zeh b'mekom adchak. Says the Chavetz Chaim, you can rely on this more lenient shita in a pressing situation. V'chol ha-muskur b'kan hu b'she'ein b'chitza b'ein ha-chutzer l'mokom azroim. This whole discussion is where part of the chutzer is planted and there's no wall separating the gina part and the chutzer part. V'im yesh mechitza, however, if there's a wall, and the note says from Poskim, even if there's just a Tzuras HaPesach separating them, ein chelek echot shayin l'chaver klal. There's no connection between the chutzer and the gina. V'im kein, and if so, chelek ha-chutzer dino ka-chutzer. The part that's a chutzer gets a din of a chutzer. Umutr le-talto b'kulo. Not only can you carry freely in the chutzer, umimeru le-bayis, you can also carry freely from the chutzer to the bayis. Umekom ha-nizra, hu nidon la'atzmo. The place that's planted is judged by itself as well. V'im chelek ha-nizra hu yosem b'beis asayim. So what's the rule of the planted area? So if it's more than a beis asayim, dinoka karmelis. It gets rid of a karmelis. V'asul tatal apesochel. You can't even carry in the gina. It has a separation between it and the chatzer. It's more than a beis asayim of planting, which ruins the hukah fadira. So you can't carry there. V'kol shekein lahotzi menu lachatzer ol hepech. Certainly to carry from there to the chatzer or back. The chatzer dino kosher sayachid gamur, because the chatzer, which has a wall separating for the gina, is a regular rishis sayachid, and now this is a karfet, you can't carry it between them. The imhu rak beis asayim upachos. But if the planted area is a beis asayim or less, so obviously mutr l'talta b'kulo, you can carry freely in the planted area because it doesn't need to be hukal fadira. V'chein mimenu l'chatzar mechatzar lo. You can also carry freely from the gina to the chatzar and from the chatzar back to the gina. Chutz mikelim sheshasu b'bayis. Except for kelim that started off Shabbos in the house, osir lahotzi min ha-chatzar l'gina, that you can't carry from the chatzar to the gina. And that we will discuss at a later date, more details about Kalim Sheshasu Babayis. There are more machmir to carry from the chatzah to the gina. Al kain, because of this limitation, roi shalo lecho lishos begina b'Shabbos. It is befitting not to eat or drink in a garden on Shabbos. It's very difficult to be careful about all these details. The kol shekain b'imhu yosem b'beis asayim. Certainly, if the area of the gina is more than a beis asayim, the osir b'tiltul yosem yar b'amos, where you can't even carry more than 4 amos. Certainly, one does not want to eat there on Shabbos. And those they point out that that's besides the regular problem that if you bring water into a gina, that you might spill some water on the floor, that'd be a problem of Zareya. But besides for that, just mitzad the carrying, what you let it carry back and forth between different rishios, the chatzar and the gina, and the gina and the chatzar and the bias, and it's confusing. Therefore, one should avoid on Shabbos eating in a gina. We'll stop here and continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, with Sif Yud Aleph.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.